Turns out giant, grotesque rats have the right to free speech. Inflatable rats deployed by unions, that is. That's how one labor leader put it after a federal labor board recently ruled in their favor. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Justin Hicks reports, these rats are often used to signal a labor dispute.
A.C. Wurzbach and some construction workers from the Local 150 are protesting on a sidewalk in Chicago. They're flanking a 12-foot-tall inflatable rat they've nicknamed Scabby. It's got pointy teeth, red eyes, and depictions of scabs on its belly. And now it apparently has free speech rights, too. Wurzbach claims most people love this inflatable rat, though it's been run over, graffitied, and even stabbed.
One location that we were at, an irate lady came out, started stabbing it with a butcher knife. There's scars right here on the rat where it's been stitched back up to make it work again, but she was going to town, trying to kill Scabby.
Wurzbach says his union members are proud of those scars. It's why they request this beat-up inflatable, even though the union also deploys inflatable cats and pigs. No matter the character, the goal is to draw attention to a company the union has a dispute with.
It's the iconic symbol of a labor dispute. When they see the rat, without even knowing what's going on, most people understand.
But there's an important distinction. The union's dispute has nothing to do with LG Construction, the business Scabby's in front of today. A banner in front of the rat shows their dispute is with a different business called Brophy Excavation. The Local 150 wants to pressure this construction company to stop doing business with the one they're targeting. And for years, firms like this construction company have been crying foul. They say they're caught in the crossfire between the union and a totally different company. Philip Miscamara is a former member of the National Labor Relations Board, which he calls a miniature Supreme Court for labor law. He says the board had always ruled that it's fair to use Scabby just about anywhere. But then something changed.
The board a couple of months ago solicited briefs and telegraphed the possibility that the board might revisit this area and view these issues differently.
So Miscamara wrote a brief on behalf of retail businesses arguing that installing a giant inflatable rat outside their shop is unfair and scares off customers.
Whether or not you like large inflatable rats, the underlying message is there's a dispute that these people are having with the party that is directly behind the rat.
But Ed Maher with the Local 150 argues that these inflatables should be allowed to roam free under the First Amendment.
Scabby the rat has free speech rights. This is a protected symbol of free speech. Pure as that.
Now, after months of deliberation, the NLRB has sided with the union, and Scabby and his inflatable friends can be used as part of a protest wherever unions want. With a more union-friendly administration, unions hope it's the first in a series of wins for labor. Even so, the inflatable rat's fate could be appealed. And if that happens, Ed Maher says his union will be ready for the fight.
We're fighting for any worker's just most basic rights to go out and say, I've got something to say. Come listen to me. And if this big inflatable rat will encourage people to come listen to him, good.
Maher says they'll continue to deploy Scabby and other huge inflatables because they work. They help draw attention to the labor issues the union wants to focus on. For NPR News, I'm Justin Hicks.